Introduction. What are single women over 40 looking for? They're looking for a quality relationship. Many women in the second half of their lives are single again. They're separated, divorced, or widowed. They're struggling to find a loving and healthy relationship. Their hopes and dreams are to find a man who could be their best friend, a man to share their life with. Are you this woman? Are you ready to date again, but don't know how to navigate today's dating world? Have you stayed up at night wondering if you'll ever find a quality man to date? Were there times when you felt like you'll never find love again? Has online dating been a nightmare for you? Do you feel like there are no good men to date? Do you find yourself dreading the whole dating scene, wishing it could be easier to find a good man to share your life with? If you've answered yes to more than one of these questions, then this book is for you. Statistics show that there are more single men and women today than we've ever had in the past. It's no big surprise the dating world and the relationships have been a train wreck for decades. In the late 1950s and early 1960s, major societal shifts began in the evolution of women. They were coming into their own. Traditionally, in schools, young girls were taught how to sew, how to make the bed, how to cook, and how to bake. They learned about menstrual cycles and about childbirth. They were prepared to become homemakers. A dating guide was not part of the curriculum. Little did these girls know a revolution was about to explode and to change their world. In the 1960s, more and more women were entering the workforce. The pill was introduced, and by 1965, 6 million women were on the pill. This has started the sexual revolution. Women began to realize they had choices. New doors opened for them in the workforce, but they were undervalued and paid less than men. There were jobs employers considered exclusively men's and wouldn't hire women. Nonetheless, women soon discovered they could fend on their own and no longer felt dependent on the men providing for them. For years, women were controlled by men, and it didn't take long for them to start resisting and rebelling. They were starting to exercise their independent muscle, fighting against the sexism in the workforce. Men began to feel threatened, but was still their world. Women were reminded of this fact every day, but were not about to back down. The 1960s was also the birth of NOW, the National Organization for Women, a movement toward equality between men and women. Women started to feel more empowered. Sexual behavior was changing by the minute, as was dating and marriage. College parties, fraternity houses, bars and clubs were hotbeds for casual sex. The art of dating was non-existent. Divorces were on the increase. There were bra burning, Woodstock, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Free love and flower children. It was a doped-up world, and the sexual revolution exploded. Dating and the purpose of dating changed. Dating consisted of having a dinner or watching a movie, and then having sex. Relationships formed by convenience and without much thought. Young people went with the flow and eventually married. Today's women in their late 60s and 70s had lived and experienced this history. Women in their 40s, 50s, and early 60s were conditioned by the initial stages of this evolution. Is it any wonder men and women in this demographic are having difficulty dating? They were never taught how to select a lifetime partner. For the past 13 years, I've worked with women 40 to 80 years old, coming into the second half of their lives. Divorced or widowed, these women find themselves single again. They find themselves lonely. They miss the companionship of men, but they haven't got a clue how to navigate today's dating world. I've seen many women in pain and in unfulfilling relationships who have resigned to unhappiness, to feeling powerless, and to selling themselves short, all because they don't know how to select the right partner. women have not been taught how to date, how to pick a quality man, and how to have a quality relationship. Their life experiences and conditioning have not served them well. Now in midlife, they need dating help. Many women haven't been single for 20 to 30 years and are uncomfortable with the idea of dating. They believe dating is for young people, not for someone their age. Dating feels strange. They don't know how to dress for a date, what to talk about, and most of all, how to meet single men. I want to change all that. I want to give you the power, the tools, and the education required for selecting the right partner. I've created this dating guide, the guide we were never given as young girls, to teach you how to get back your confidence and how to discover your beauty. I want to reach as many of you as I can to take you away from your frustrations and disappointments of unsuccessful dating and to bring you to happiness. I want to help you reach your goals and see you develop into a gracious, confident, feminine woman who lives her life with the fulfillment she deserves. I'm here with you today after turning my own life around. When my marriage ended, it left me broken and devastated to the core. There was only one way to heal my grief. I had to understand how and why I had made the choices I made and had allowed these devastating experiences into my life. My extensive training and understanding of human behavior developed under the direction of Richard Bandler's NLP program, approved and endorsed by the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming. I'm a licensed NLP practitioner and certified coach with 13 years of experience. For more than a decade, I've helped women to turn their lives around for the second time. If you're a single woman and have asked yourself, "What am I doing wrong?" you're not alone. For years, I have felt this way too. But if you're a happy single woman and you're not interested in dating, then this book isn't for you. I've met very few of you, as most men and women want the companionship. However, if you are such a woman, don't buy this book. Why risk changing the mindset you currently have? And if you're a man, I suggest you read this book. You'll come away with a whole new understanding of women.